Okay, so there's a bit of a learning curve to all this. I so this is you're on my website. You clicked on a link that I haven't put there yet. You listened to a little intro music that I haven't written yet. The whole point of this is to just share a bit of my life. Not even really to share it, just to, for my own purposes, to reflect. It's like journaling. I did this on cassette tapes for a long time. I found it to be very therapeutic and enjoyable. I even have an Instagram account that I use that's completely private. Nobody has access to it, where I make little vlogs. The purpose of that is so that, when I pass away, there'll be a series of videos people can watch, just to, reflect back and hear my thoughts on things and, just to know they're loved and appreciated. But the process in itself of audio recording or pushing the record button and then composing your thoughts and putting them out there, there's a benefit to that, I find anyways. It's why a lot of people journal. It can be very therapeutic to process your thoughts. It's why friendships are important, because you need to be able to bounce ideas off of people, not even for the purpose of their feedback, but just to force yourself to compose your ideas. And so that's kind of the purpose of this thing. I've titled it Inside My Head as a project. I don't really know if I'll put it on like iTunes or things like that. I can write a script to make it happen. One of the goals of this thing is to make it super easy to do. So you'll notice that this is not going to be well edited. I will ramble. This is actually the second take. I recorded one yesterday, doing several takes throughout the day, kind of sharing my day. My problem is that I ramble and I don't remember what I said earlier. And so I rambled for 15 minutes, and then I found out later in my end of day rambling that I repeated entire stories from the first section. So didn't work out great. So what we did yesterday, I'll summarize the little adventure I had. We went out to I took my dad and my mom out to a farm out in the middle of nowhere. It's not really a farm, it's more like a homesteader situation. But this guy that I know well owns a large swath of property out there, and my dad is on the hunt for a particular tree, and so he needs to cut down a hickory tree and then use its wood to make something. And I'll explain that just real briefly. So my dad is a Chickasaw artist, and one of the things that the Chickasaws do is they play this game called stickball. And we tend to, as a family, we do a lot of cultural stuff with the Chickasaws. We try to keep all that culture alive in our family as much as possible. One of the things is this stickball game, which I have never played. It is a very violent game. It's like rugby, and I've never played rugby either. And I'm kind of beyond my years of the point where I would dare go play rugby or some violent game that involved tackling, without pads, of course. It's a very primitive game. It's been around since before Western culture hit the American shores. It is a bent wood stick that they would cut down a tree, harvest the wood, bend it using steam to make the handle part, and then you would once you had the handle part, or the part that holds the ball, you'd weave a little basket into that that could catch the ball or pick up the ball from the ground. The ball in itself was just a ball of twine. Really dense, doesn't go far. Like, it doesn't, it's not made to throw real far. And so modern day, now it's a kind of a professional ball that's wrapped in a not nylon, but a cotton string. And it makes it kind of lightweight. It doesn't hurt. You can't throw it and hurt somebody. But the main goal of it is it doesn't throw far. So you're not, you can play it on a real field and not have to be chasing the ball all the time. But stickball, it's a big competition. They'll have a big game between the Chickasaws and the Choctaws still that they hold annually. I don't think they've had it for a while now because of COVID, but usually if you go to the big festivals, there'll be some kind of stickball competition. It's, you know, like football or rugby. The goal is to get the ball to the other side of the field. You can pick up the ball off the floor and run with it with your stick. You can, if you don't have the ball, you can put your stick down and tackle the guy with the ball. Now the problem is you can't pick up the ball with your hands. So it creates this dynamic, a little bit of a strategy chess game of when is it the proper time to throw down your stick and chase the guy with the ball. Versus, you know, if you do that, you need some other defender next to you to be able to pick up the ball once you tackle them, that still has their stick on them. And it creates that kind of strategy, which, is pretty dynamic, and enjoyable to both watch and to play, but it is full on tackle. You know, you take the guy down and it can get pretty violent. So I'm too old. I hurt just from going hiking yesterday. Which we did. We went out, met my friend on his homestead and hiked back about a quarter mile maybe, into the woods, and then just kind of meandered around looking for this particular tree that my dad needs. Now the criteria for this tree is he wants it to be hickory, and I'm not 100% why. I'll be right back. Oh, sorry for that. That was my wife calling. She's off work today for a Dutch woman, and now she's gonna go shopping. But that's what you get with this thing. I'm not gonna try a lot to edit this. If I have to push stop on the recorder, I'll put a little filler music in there and push play again. Not a lot of editing, because the goal is to make this super streamlined. Anyway, so we get out to the end of the woods, and we're looking for this particular tree. It needs to be grouped with a bunch of other trees so that it grew really tall before it started branching off, because you want about 6 to 8 feet of clean, straight grain. That's, you know, and that's doable. You'll see trees that do that when they grow in the, you know, woodsy areas. They have to compete for light, and so they'll go straight up and before they'll bloom out. But when we get out there, I realize, first of all, no internet. Okay. So if you don't know something at this point, it's old school. You got to either know it or you don't know. And we get out there and realize that none of us really know how to identify a hickory tree. I was under the assumption my father would have done some research and had this figured out. Nope. So, luckily, the guy that we met out there, my friend, he had internet service on his phone, and, he could pull up some images. So we looked at some images, and then we realized pretty quickly that when all the trees lose their leaves, it's really hard to identify the difference between hickory and oak. Unless like it's a very particular type of hickory. And that's the other thing about all these trees is they've all got so many varieties, that just walking out there, not knowing it was tricky, and we didn't see anything like what he was looking for. Tons of oak, tons of cedar, but didn't find hickory out in nature growing the way he wanted it. There were a few hickory trees closer to the house on his property, and he was like, you can take these, but the problem with the ones close to the house is they were planted and kept space around them, so they branched off early. They have knots and branches, spots where it grew out and grew wide, and that twists and gnarls the grain. So, not going to happen. We might go back again that same location in the spring, but at this point, I think I'm also going to reach out just in, you know, general terms to everyone I know and see if anybody has land out in the country, that we could go, you know, look around for the right kind of tree. And then we'll go in a few more weeks after spring hits and there's blooms and leaves, because then we'll be able to spot them a lot better. That is the biggest difference, is the leaf shape, that I attained from looking at some images. But I'm going to do more research next time and not just trust my dad to know, because he tends to just wing things. I love him. You know, when you're borrowing someone else's time, borrowing someone else's land, this sure would be nicer to know what you were doing. So we're going to have to do that in a few more weeks and try again. Otherwise, that was a, you know, pretty much a bust trip out in the country. It's always nice to go kind of hike out in the country and be out in the woods, but there was woodpeckers and I saw some deer. He has a big old dog that goes out and explores those woods too, and it kind of keeps it free of most critters wanting to roam around out there. But it was nice. I'm going kayaking tonight, this evening, taking a bunch of guys out to the lake. Just maybe let them take turns going out and paddling around for a little bit and just kind of hang out on the beach. Water's still a little low for doing anything crazy or adventurous. I can't wait till spring hits and we get to do something more serious, getting back on the rivers again. One of the things I've been kind of dealing with personally is that my good friend passed away, and he was real, you know, I would say he's my best friend, but you know, we didn't call each other that. We had only known each other. We'd known each other for a long time, but we were only really close for the last 3 or 4 years now. And he was my kayaking buddy. And so I look forward to getting out in the water again. But it's going to be tricky to figure out how to navigate that. Cause I, you know, at least I had somebody I could be like, hey, I want to do something kind of crazy and scary. And he was totally up for that kind of stuff. Like he loved the adventure part of it. It's hard to find people who have the experience and the willingness. You don't even need that much experience. You just need to be willing, to take risks. And a lot of people, you know, they get real nervous about that kind of stuff. So I might end up having to do more stuff on my own. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to get my ham radio license, which I'll probably do hopefully this weekend. I need a review again, but I'm pretty sure I'll pass that thing. I want to get enough a good radio that I can take out and be able to communicate in case of emergency, because a lot of times there's no cell phone signal out there. You're pretty away from highways and stuff like that, and so you know, usually the starting point and the destination point, you got cell phone signals, so you can, if you make it to your destination point, you can get out and call somebody. But if something happens in between, you're kind of in trouble. And so I've thought about hooking up a Sirius sized antenna and just a mobile radio that I could hook up to the antenna on the kayak and just use it to broadcast from, and maybe be able to reach back to my wife in a car somewhere, or you know, if anything, just be able to communicate with the outside world, maybe someone to reach back and catch some trucker on a highway and get them to call 911 for me or something. I don't know, just some kind of caveat of safety. But it would sure be nice to find a friend to go again, and someone who's up for adventure. Yeah, that's my thing this spring, is trying to figure that out, get back to it. I might start a vlog. I had started a project called Oklahoma 77, and that was me and him doing those adventures, and you know, part of that was going out and doing interviews and stuff. It didn't really take off. It's real hard to coordinate with people to do interviews. But it's a lot easier just to vlog. So I think I'm going to try to just do a vlog, a travel vlog of Oklahoma, and see how that goes. But that's kind of my thoughts so far. We're getting into spring. I'm excited. So, you know, there's kayaking weather. It's sunset weather. I can get out. And I used to go out every night and watch the sunset at the lake. That was my goal. Like, get off work and go watch sunset. Until the time changed, I wasn't able to do that, because it's like you get off work and the sun's already almost down. But now we've got a little bit more time to, you know, enjoy those sunsets, and hopefully I'll get back in the habit of getting out and doing that kind of stuff more regularly. I think it's good for my soul. But, anyways, and I'll start doing this. I don't know if I'll even tell people that I'm doing this. On the website, you'll be able to check the most recent one, and I think like the five ones previous to that. And then they kind of fall off the indexing. You don't get access to them, and they'll still be there. They'll still be archived. And if I write a script to make a XML file for iTunes, then and if I get around to doing that, which I might do the same thing, kind of just be the only the most recent stuff. Because the goal here is mostly for me. But if you want to keep up with me, you can keep up with me. But I think it's important to have some boundaries there. So I think you should either check often enough, which, I mean, you know, if you checked once a month, that should be often enough. I'm not going to create a ton of these. But that would be the goal, that if you forget about me for a whole month, yeah, you're going to miss out on some stuff. But that's how life works. If you don't check in with people, if you don't think about people in your life, then you miss out on those things. So, and it's not a bad deal. I'm just, you know, I just don't feel like I owe leaving my entire life story archived as audio files on the internet. It's something that I need to be doing. It just seems like that's how, you know, a year from now someone would, you know, cancel me, or I'd say something that they would respond to, and I'd have no idea what they're talking about, because that's sometimes how podcasts work. People will listen to a podcast. I'm re-listening to a bunch of old podcasts right now, getting caught up on them. Some new to me, but they're, you know, a few years old, and it's funny to hear how everyone reacts to COVID and the timeline of it. Like you'll hear them talk about it like, you know, oh, this sounds like a scary deal, or this sounds like no big deal at all, and then their opinion changes throughout it, and it's interesting to see all that. And it can be a little bit embarrassing just to have, you know, to have everyone listening to you with the context of the future, and then judging you by how you responded at the time. I don't think that's necessary. So yeah, you know, check back here often, bookmark it, for now, and just come listen through a web browser. If I get some feedback that people actually care or want to listen to this, would like to subscribe to a podcast through their podcasting app, I'll take the time to make a feed for it and submit it to the services. But for the most part, this is just for me and you know, for maybe a few handful of people that would care enough to check. So, and if that's you, thanks. I love you. Thanks for listening. That's neat that you, took the time and dove into someone else's life for a little bit. It's a pretty cool deal. You're a cool person. All right. Take care of yourself. And I'll do this again in a few more days. All right, bye.